Want an ad-free version of Daily Tech Headlines and support the show directly? Go to DailyTechHeadlines.com to find out how.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
These are the Daily Tech Headlines for Monday, August 3rd, 2020. I'm Rich Straffolino. Microsoft announced that following negotiations between CEO Satya Nadella and President Trump, the company would continue discussions about a potential acquisition of TikTok's operations in the United States, Canada, Australia, and New Zealand from ByteDance, setting a deadline of September 15th to complete negotiations. The president had previously stated he planned to ban TikTok in the U.S. over national security risks. Reuters reports that, according to sources, the negotiations will be overseen by the Committee on Foreign Investment in the United States that has the right to block any agreement. Microsoft says it may invite other American investors to take a minority stake in the company and does not plan to provide further updates until negotiations are complete. Bloomberg sources say SoftBank is in advanced talks with Nvidia to buy ARM in a deal possibly worth $32 billion. SoftBank bought ARM in 2016 for $31 billion. The sources say Nvidia is the only company in concrete discussions, and a deal could be done in the next few weeks. Nvidia mostly makes GPUs, but its Tegra mobile chips used in the Nvidia Shield and Nintendo Switch are based on ARM designs. The Content Authenticity Initiative, whose members include Adobe, Twitter, and the New York Times, published a white paper outlining an open standard for a photo and video authentication system. This standard would be built in hardware like cameras and phones, as well as in editing software like Photoshop, creating a digital signature when media is initially captured, and a new signature after each edit. This signature could optionally include the creator's name and location information. The group will now work on prototyping the system. There currently is no timeline for when the standard might become available. Google launched the Ads Transparency Spotlight plugin in the Chrome Web Store. This shows data collected from Google's Ad Disclosure Schema API and shows how many ads are on a page, a list of ad providers serving the ads, why the ad was shown on that page, and provides links to each ad company's privacy policy. Google hopes other advertisers will expose similar ad APIs to make the extension more usable. In an interview with the New York Times' Ben Smith, Facebook CEO Mark Zuckerberg said the company is considering new rules regarding premature claims of victory in the upcoming U.S. presidential election. He said the Facebook Election Center will rely on wire services to report results. Regarding the large number of mail-in ballots expected in the election, Zuckerberg said Facebook is planning on an education campaign to get people ready for the fact that there's a high likelihood that it takes days or weeks to count this, and there's nothing wrong or illegitimate about that. Microsoft will end support for third-party Cortana skills on September 7, 2020. And in early 2021, Microsoft plans to discontinue the Cortana apps on iOS and Android and remove the current Cortana functionality from its first-generation Surface headphones and give users there a $25 gift card. Microsoft will also remove it from the Invoke speakers and give those users a $50 gift card. YouTube will discontinue its community captions feature that lets viewers add subtitles to videos on September 28th due to low usage plus spam and abuse. However, deaf and hard of hearing creators and those who used it to translate videos into other languages say this hurts accessibility and those who can't pay to make their own captions. YouTube told The Verge it would provide creators who have used the feature on at least three videos in the past 60 days a free 6-month subscription to the subtitling service Amara. Google announced it will invest $450 million in ADT, buying a 6.6% stake in the home security company. This will see ADT using Google's Nest devices to enhance the company's security monitoring, and each company will invest $150 million on co-marketing, product development, and investment in technology and employee training. Netflix is rolling out playback speed controls on its Android app. The speed controls are available on downloaded titles saved for offline viewing. You can choose to stream at 0.5 or 0.75 speed or go faster with 1.25 or 1.5 times speed. Pitch correction will keep voices sounding normal and captions will keep time. And you can choose it for each video you watch. The feature launches August 1st and will roll out to everyone worldwide over the coming weeks. Both the National Association of the Deaf and the National Federation of the Blind commend Netflix on adding the playback features. Netflix plans to test the feature on iOS and the web, but not on TV versions of the app. A report from the research firm Kimai shows that Apple removed 29,800 apps from the App Store in China, including over 26,000 games. This comes as Apple stepped up enforcement of Chinese game licensing rules, which require a government-issued license number to make in-app purchases. Apple previously set a deadline of June 30th for developers to submit a license number. Previously, Apple allowed titles on the App Store if the developer was waiting on license approval from the government. And finally, Sony confirmed that the PS4 DualShock 4 controller cannot be used for upcoming PlayStation 5 games. The DualShock 4 can still be used to play PS4 games on the new console with backwards compatibility, and Sony says that peripherals like licensed racing wheels, arcade sticks, and flight sticks, as well as the PlayStation camera, headsets, and VR controllers, will be forward compatible with PS5 games. Remember, for more discussion of the tech news of the day, subscribe to Daily Tech News Show at dailytechnewsshow.com. You can find show notes there and links to all these headlines there as well. Thanks for listening. We'll talk to you next time. And from all of us here at Daily Tech Headlines, remember, have a super sparkly day.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.